he'd give us the French fries and something to drink, and that, oh, he was just like your own daddy or something. He was great.
What about the clothing stores and grocery stores and things like that?
Well, the grocery stores and the clothing stores, they wasn't too bad now, because you could go in and pick out whatever you wanted, and in vegetables and food and stuff, and the same thing in the clothing stores, and they would let you try them on.
All of them?
Huh?
All the stores?
Well, the ones we went to did. And of course, though, now we didn't shop too much in the small stores right here. We always went to Atlanta, and our favorite store was Sears and Roebuck, and then my mama's sister, and I believe it was her husband, worked at a Rich's store, and it was another, I'm trying to, it's a clothing store too. But anyway, you know, never had no trouble about getting shoes and clothes and groceries and things like that.
So you tried to not shop in Roswell in terms of those things, and you shopped in Atlanta?
I know, they, you know, it just wasn't no, what? Real big stores or nice stores to get your shoes and your, you know, clothing.
It's just now, small stores around here.
They had some little old, you know, something. It wasn't even, I don't think, a Walmart or Kmart in my growing up days. Now, they soon.
Those five and dime stores are Franklin's.
Yeah.
Well, the penny stores.
Yeah.
They used to call them Franklin penny stores. Five and dime stores.
What happened to that? You know, I remember, like, you don't see, well, I guess you see Walgreens.
You don't see Woolworths anymore.
Yeah, Woolworths, those are gone.
Woolworths. There was no Woolworths.
Yeah. Now, what's
not
this?
In the small town. Might have been.
Not here.
Might,
that's what I'm saying. Not here.
There might have been one in Atlanta or somewhere.
I think so.
It was what?
We've heard this story about in one of the stores in town, there was a bird.
This black, Gail keeps asking about that.
Gail keeps asking people about it because she swears she remembers it from her childhood.
A bird?
Uh-huh. There was a bird in the shoe department in the Roswell store.
We think it was a Roswell store. Did they have a shoe department? Did they sell shoes?
Well, it was shoes. Yeah, it was a shoe. We used to call that uptown, and this was lower Roswell or downtown, and it was shoe stores in both places.
But I think this was called, I thought you were saying this was called the Roswell store or something.
The Roswell store was.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And in the shoe department, I think she said. And I can't remember the name of the person.
See, that would be, that would, to mean that, see, Gail and my next brother is the same age. So that would be after I left town, too.
Okay. So this will be on your memory then. But there was a bird when you went into the store. There was a black bird. So it must have been a parrot or some other kind of bird that can talk. Hmm. And the owner had trained the bird to say anytime he saw a black person coming in, I guess, or I guess not necessarily black anymore, but it would say, would always say, "nigger stealing." Do you ever remember going into the store hearing that?
I don't believe so. Now, I remember talking about the bird.
Oh, really?
But I just can't remember ever you know, going
you,
in
so
there.
So you
and
talked
say,
about this bird with other people.
Yeah.
So you had friends who had heard about.
Yeah.
That.
Oh. I don't know if they just heard it or if they, you know, went in and saw it, but I never did.
Okay. All right.
So you're further confirmation. Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'm getting some corroboration on this bird.
Because we've asked some people and they're like.